This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Welcome to Saturday Magazine. Good morning, I'm Macca. Today we have a huge show for you, and again, it's another week where another Catholic priest was charged with historical child sexual abuse. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Saturday Magazine is Joy 94.9's longest-running news and current affairs show. It's coming to you live right here from Melbourne, the world's most livable city, on the world's best LGBTIQ radio station. You can listen to us on radio, by streaming, and of course via podcast. We bring you an ever-changing mix of local and national news, current affairs and commentary, all framed within a queer perspective. On behalf of Saturday Magazine, I acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet, and pay my respects to elders past, present and future. I also pay my respects and honour the elders from our diverse LGBTIQ communities. And I want to welcome my co-host, Tass.
Good morning, Macca. Good
morning, Packer.
Hey, Macca, did you know that you can listen to us on Spotify as well?
I know. Spotify as well. I know.
Who'd want to listen to us on Spotify?
I know. That'll shake them up. And also welcome to Paul on the panel and Fiona producing. And just so you know, Tass, it is an average of one a week Catholic priest.
I didn't know.
Charged with historical child sexual abuse.
In Australia or globally?
In Australia.
That's extraordinary.
Probably be one a day globally. Australia leads in this. They've been pretty active.
It is. I have heard that before, Macca, and I don't understand why. What is it about the Australian conditions?
Isn't it interesting?
Is it the climate? What is it?
A society that...
Something in the water, perhaps?
That we like to think that as Australians we're a bit dismissive of authority, yet we pay so much homage and attention and respect to religions, all religions, that tell us how to run our lives and at the same time abuse our children.
Well, not only our children, they just abuse everybody, really. Yeah. I mean, think about...
Adults can handle abuse a bit easier. Children can't.
But think about the abuse that we as a community copped during the marriage equality survey.
So, look, I don't know,
in this country.
I don't know why it is. I don't know why we still, or some people still want to believe that we're a society that is dismissive of authority. I think, as a society, we are becoming more and more under the thumb in so many ways. Creeping legislation, creeping erosion of our human rights, creeping increase in power of institutions. And it disturbs me. And it disturbs me greatly because it's actually the opposite of what we all like to think Australia is about.
All eyes today, Macca, are on New South Wales.
Yes. Going to be an interesting result. We're going to speak with Alex Greenwich, and Alex is the independent member for Sydney. I think this might be his fourth election.
We'll
check with him.
And we've also got Penny Sharp,
deputy leader of the New South Wales Labor Party.
Out and proud lesbian.
Yep. So New South Wales people, I like to put it like this, they've got a choice. They've got a choice between the Glad Bag, which is her nickname in Sydney.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I think that's borderline offensive, actually.
Well, I've heard a lot of people refer to, and a lot of Liberals refer to her as the Glad Bag.
That's...
Well, anyway. Okay, they have a choice between Gladys as Premier and Penny as Deputy Premier. Which would you make?
Oh, I think it's pretty obvious, Macca.
Well, which would you make?
I'd go for Penny.
Yeah. Malcolm Turnbull tweeted,
and not today, just because she's a lesbian, but because she actually reflects more of the broader sorts of values that we subscribe
I first spoke to Penny on air, I reckon it was 10 years ago.
Oh, gosh. When
she was a fairly new Labor member, and we were doing our first or second broadcast from Mardi Gras, but we were actually doing it near Central Station at the UTS, the radio station.
That's right.
And spoke to her then.
We had her on just recently again, Mac, yeah. Just after she became deputy leader. Yeah. Now, we did try to get somebody from our government, but we were unsuccessful, weren't we?
Yeah.
We do try to be balanced, of course. We do try to traverse the political spectrum.
So what we've actually got is we've got an independent from New South Wales, current member, Penny Sharp, Labor. We have Julian Burnside, who is the Greens candidate for Kooyong.
Different election, though.
Since Michael Kroger has retired as president, we've actually had a bit of a problem getting Victorian Liberals in.
Haven't you tried to get Robert Clark in, Macca, the new...
I have sent an invite.
The new president of the Liberal Party.
I have. I'll keep working on Michael O'Brien.
Macca, I attended an event during the week in the eastern suburbs. It's one of those sort of, meet and greet, get to know your local community stakeholders and so forth. In the eastern suburbs, ordinarily...
Stakeholders, I love that term.
Ordinarily it used to be, just a sea of Liberal MPs.
Yeah.
It's now a sea of Labor MPs.
I know. Well, Hawthorne's now a marginal Labor seat.
It's extraordinary. I mean, Burwood's gone, Bayswater's gone, Ferntree Gully's gone, Ringwood's gone, Box Hill's gone. They're all now Labor seats.
Mm. Why is it?
I think ultimately...
I think it's infrastructure.
No, I don't. I don't think it's more than that. I think it's about vision.
And public policy.
I think it's about vision and I think it's about values.
Mm.
The government actually had a vision for the future and it expressed a set of values which actually will really underpin the show today. Values around fairness and equality. And that's, a lot of our guests today are about that.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.